Get myself sorted. Well, it's so great to be here today. It's so good to get to share with you today because, as some of you probably don't know, this is my home. This is my spiritual home. I was born and bred in White Inch. I came to faith when I was, I came to faith when I was 11 at White Inch Primary, just through the work that this church does. And this is just my family. This is just my spiritual home. So I've learned pretty much everything I know from this place. All the good stuff from the likes of Iris and Glenn, Diane and Heather, and all the not so good stuff from Ben, Gary and Alan. So this place has just had such a major impact on who I am and such a major impact on why I'm so passionate about the kingdom of God breaking out in Glasgow, why I'm so passionate about the kingdom of God breaking out in Scotland, because I know that's what this church has its sights upon. This is what this church is after. You got to remember this stuff, church. Child of the promise, child of miracles, child of healing, and a child of revival. It's about the kingdom of God breaking out more and more. That's what we got to set our sights upon. And what I want to do before I give you a word that I believe the Lord wants to share with you today, I want to share just some testimonies. And what I got to say more and more about testimonies, I loved just doing that, just during the worship, just hearing testimonies. But church, we got to hear more and more good stories. Testimonies of God moving in and through your life. What I've realized about my life is that if the kingdom of God is not breaking in and the kingdom of God is not breaking through my life in a week or in a month, then something is up, then something has actually got to change. That is very challenging for us to hear, but I realize it in my life. If the kingdom of God is not breaking out, then I've missed some sort of opportunity, I've missed something, and some change has got to take place. So I want to share with you just a couple of stories. As some of you may know, I moved on from my role at Glasgow City Mission this week, place where Anthea works. Anthea is absolutely amazing, by the way. I don't know if a lot of you guys know that. Anthea is absolutely incredible, and she'll hate me saying that. At the Glasgow City Mission, what we do is we're just with the poor and the needy of the city, just being with the broken. And I've worked there for the past 15 months just as a men's worker, and I've just seen God just do the most incredible stuff, especially through healing rooms as well, just seeing God break out. And I want to share with you just two very quick stories. One story about a guy called William, if you want to use his Sunday name, or Willie if you want to. Everyone else calls him that. Willie's just a guy that's been around the mission for about 19 years, 20 years. He's kind of part of the furniture there. Because he's been there for so long, he thinks he's the boss. So he kind of rules the roost. He thinks he rules the roost at the mission. And as soon as I arrived, with Willie, he's just a guy that I just had on my heart for so long. He's just a guy that's struggling with alcohol, struggling with a whole load of stuff in his life. But when I came on board, I was just like, Lord, I want to see change happen. I want to see some progress happen, because he's a guy that I think society has really given up on. And when I started the role, I wrote down just a few things that I would like to see happen in Willie's life by the time that I left my role at the City Mission. And one of those things that I wrote down was, I would love to see Willie get a job. And that's what we've been doing for the past 15 months. We've been applying for jobs week in, week out. We've probably applied for about 200 or 300 jobs, and it's not got anywhere at all. And about 6 or 7 weeks ago, I just got into a place of desperation. I was just like, God, I know I'm leaving in 6 weeks' time. I wrote down this thing that I want Willie to get a job by the time I leave, and it was just desperation in me. I was just like, God, let something happen. And one of the days he came in, and we applied for jobs just like we'd been doing every other week. And what happened is that he wants to be a kitchen porter because that's where his experience is. That is what he's done in his life. And we applied for a few jobs, and I was just like, God, let this be the time, let this be the one. And what happened from that time 6 weeks ago was that the next day he got a phone call for an interview. And I'm not getting too excited yet because he's had a couple of interviews before and he's been absolutely terrible at them. So I thought, Lord, let him just absolutely nail the interview. So he went into the place, he nailed the interview. He was then invited back to a trial to see if he was any good at this kitchen porter stuff. He then nailed the trial and he got a full-time job in a fancy Italian restaurant in the city centre in Carluccio. He's working 40 hours a week. And what is so good is that on paper, this guy should not get a job. He's been unemployed for a long, long time, and he's also been fired from so many of his other jobs. But it seems that God has just got another plan for his life. And also what is even more incredible is that over the past 2 months, he's just been doing really well with a drink. God is just moving in his life. And another story I want to share with you as well is part of what we do Monday to Friday in the evenings. We run a kind of evening service just for clients to come in and receive a bit of food. And we just give them some healthy snacks like rolls and sausage and donuts and things. Just doing our part to contribute to Glasgow being the heart attack capital of Europe. go on the city mission. And what we do at nights as part of that service is that we give a reading, just a gospel reading, just to encourage the guys and the girls that come in. And last Thursday, what happened was that the guy that was supposed to do the reading cancelled last minute, and there was no one else to do it. And to be honest, you guys thinking I was like raring to go. I was really up for it. I just had nothing in the tank. I was just absolutely empty and dry. And I was like, God, I have got absolutely nothing here. You're going to have to give me something. And then I wasn't looking forward to it at all. And then I just gave just a short message. I can't even remember what it was. But in the corner was a guy who was his first time at the city mission, and he was just welling up. You could see him starting to cry. And I finished the message, and he said to me afterwards, he says, James, can I speak to you? And I came up to him and I said, you know, what is it you want to say? And he said, he started weeping and weeping and weeping. And he was saying, James, I just need God back in my life. About 3 years ago, I left God. And as a result, my life has just went from, just been going down the pan, really. His life is what he was saying. And he just recommitted his life to God in that place, just asked God back in his heart. It was so, so good. I had absolutely nothing, but thankfully, it's all him anyway. God moving, God into touching lives, and he wants to do it through your life as well, as you get told here every single week, whether you're 50 minutes in the faith or you're 50 years in the faith, he wants to come and he wants to bring about change to this society, and it's only going to come when we're ready to be vessels. So let me just get into what I feel the Lord is saying. The reason why I'm with you today is because I had a dream for you a few months ago. And in this dream, what had happened, it was just so clear that God was speaking to you, church. And what had happened was that in the dream, I was standing before you like I am now, and I issued you an invitation. And the invitation was this: God has given you an invitation into greater levels of kingdom activity. God has given this church an invitation into seeing even greater levels of transformation happen in this community and happen in this society in a way that you haven't experienced before, in a way that you haven't encountered before. And what was required on your part was a response, and the response was not a verbal response. The response wasn't a yes, Lord, because you've given that tons before. The response was an action, that actually as you step out, actually as you apply the gospel to your life, as you apply the gospel to what you do on a day-to-day basis, you're going to experience this greater level of kingdom activity. It's something that we haven't before seen, something we actually don't really know what it looks like, but God is looking to see whether you're up for it. If you've got a Bible with you, or should I say if you've got an iPhone with you, let's turn to Joshua 1. I've sussed all you people out in your iPhones and iPads, checking your Facebook, Chris Campbell. Joshua 1, verses 1 to 9. I really feel this is what the Lord is saying to Scotland in these days. There's something so significant and so many levels in this passage. Joshua 1, verses 1 to 9 says this: after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land that I'm about to give them to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert of to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and you'll be successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. What an exciting time in history for the people of God. They were about to enter into the land that they had been promised. All the people that were there, they had been wandering for a long time, and now it was time for them to enter the promised land. And it just must have been so, so good. That thing that they had talked about for years and years, especially the youngsters that they had just heard about, it was now time to actually take possession of the land, into a land flowing with milk and honey, into a land that was an absolute rich supply. God's people were moving from promise to fulfillment. God's people were moving from promise to fulfillment. That vision wasn't just a thing they chatted about anymore. It was a thing that they were about to experience. It was the thing that they were about to live in. And I think that is the word of the Lord for you, church, that he is calling you to move from promise to fulfillment. You've had dreams in your heart for a really long time, but it's now time to actually see them manifest in the here and now. It's now time to see it demonstrated in the here and now. For you to reach this community even more, that we would see this place really transformed, that really the things that God has placed in your heart you would see happen, and that your loved ones would come to faith, and that the kingdom of God would break out all over this place. Moving from promise to fulfillment. It's not, I think it's the word of the Lord, but I actually think it's an invitation for you to take, and that's for something, it's something that you need to respond to. New levels of kingdom activity. And in this new level, and in these new levels of kingdom activity, I want to share with you what I think to be three key things that the Lord is asking of you in this time, so that you would move from promise to fulfillment. Three things that the Lord wants to see established even more in your life. And I'm sure each of these things you already know about, but I think it's things that he wants to remind you of today. And it's something that's going to be easily remembered because it's ABC. Just like that Jackson 5 song, simple as do-re-mi, ABC, you're going to remember it when you leave here. ABC of walking in to the greater levels of kingdom activity. So A, which is just about to come up, is this. A is for anointing. A is for anointing. God is looking for each of us to walk in greater levels of anointing. What I mean by that, because it's a phrase we use all the time and I'm not sure if we really grasp what it means, is actually that you would walk in the power of God. You would be clothed with the power of God. I read about men and women of the past, people like John Wesley and Smith Wigglesworth and all these guys that are real heroes of mine, and people even today like Heidi Baker. And I just think the anointing that they seem to carry in their life or seem to carry is absolutely incredible. It's just like when they go into a room, it's like the atmosphere changes. When they go into a room, just God seems to break out all over the place. And you know, as more and more I've read about these people, you know what I've discovered? I've discovered that they're not more special than you and I. They're not more God's favorites than you and I. I think simply this is something so simple, but I think it's how they walk in greater levels of anointing. They realize their identity in God. They spend time in the presence, and they just believe what Jesus tells them to do. Three very, very simple things. They realize their identity in God. They spend time in the presence. And when Jesus goes, tells you to do something, you go do it. That is how they're walking in greater levels of anointing. One of the things that really changed my life in this area of thinking about anointing is this simple truth that I'm sure you get told every single week, but I'm going to remind you of again because it absolutely blows my mind that actually Jesus didn't do the supernatural. Jesus didn't do the miracles. Jesus didn't bring about transformation to people's lives because he was the divine Son of God. He did it because he was a man filled with the Holy Spirit. We've got to grasp that, church, because it should absolutely change our thinking and how we can actually transform this world. It wasn't because he was the divine Son of God. It's just because he was a man constantly filled with the Spirit. He was man constantly filled with the anointing of God. Let me show you. Acts 10:38 says this. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. Remember what Jesus said. The Son can do nothing by himself. John 5, verse 19, the Son can do nothing by himself. It was the anointing of the Holy Spirit that led him into this incredible life of mission. What does it mean to anoint? It means to smear with oil. It's the thing that actually makes us Christians work. It's the thing that actually makes us Christians do this mission stuff. Just like we need oil in a car. Without oil, we're not going to get very far. We need the oil of the Spirit. We need the anointing of the Spirit. And what I find even more incredible is that it's something that wasn't just exclusive for Jesus. It was something that he gave to his disciples. Luke 24, verse 49, wait in Jerusalem until you're clothed with power from on high. the primary purpose of the coming of the Spirit was so that we could be effective witnesses for Jesus in this world. It wasn't just so that we can have a good time. It wasn't just so that we can get that nice feeling that I get when the Holy Spirit comes in me and I feel electric all over my body. It wasn't just for that purpose. It was so that we could be effective witnesses for Jesus in this world. Cannot forget, that is what it's all about. And today's Pentecost Sunday, and I just wonder whether God wants to pour out his Spirit in this place. I'll leave that one with you. Moving on to two, the second thing that I believe to be key for new levels of kingdom activity, it's found in 2 Samuel 5, verse 17. So if you've got a Bible with you, let's turn to that. 2 Samuel 5, verse 17. Story here, David has just become king of Israel. He's just conquered Jerusalem, but the Philistines are wanting to get rid of him. So I just want to read verses 17 to 21. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over Israel, they went up in full force to search for him. But David heard about it and went down to the stronghold. Now the Philistines had come and spread out in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go and attack the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hands?" The Lord answered him, "Go, for I will surely deliver the Philistines into your hands." So David went to Baal-perazim, and there he defeated them. He said, "As waters break out, the Lord has broken out against my enemies before me." So that place was called Baal-perazim. The Philistines abandoned their idols there, and David and his men carried them off. The second thing, the B, it's all in that little phrase there, Baal-perazim. Baal meaning master, Lord, God, and perazim meaning bursting through, breaking through. The Lord wants to release greater levels of breakthrough in and through your life. And for some of you, you really need to hear that today. I need to hear that today for my life, that God is wanting to break through, because some of us are going through some tough situations. Some of us are going through some tough stuff, and we just need to call upon the Lord of the breakthrough. We just need to call upon the Lord of the breakthrough more and more, not doing this stuff on our own strength, but handing it over to God and say, "God, would you come and bring about change?" And I believe that God wants to bring breakthrough in our lives in five different areas. In fact, five different areas, not just in our lives, but also in our communities and also in this society. And the first one is this: we just need to see some real breakthroughs and salvations. We need to see more people coming into the kingdom. People young, old, poor, rich, people from all walks of life, they need to come into the kingdom. And it's going to come as we step out. You know, and I'll tell you this, I really believe that the people that we're going to start seeing saved are not just random people out in the streets, but are people who are in our family. It's our close friends and it's our close family that are going to be saved, just as we just share God with them. We need to see a greater breakthrough in salvation. I also think that God wants to bring about greater breakthrough in healings and miracles. I am so passionate about this. Just real undeniable testimonies, real undeniable miracles of God bringing about change in this area. And for some of you, you maybe need healing in your body. Has anyone got pain in their left knee, on the inside of their left knee just now? Don't worry if not, it's fine. Just felt in the worship, God wanted to do something with knees, just healing there. Right knee. I sometimes get it wrong, so that's fine with me. So yeah, just pray your right knee just now, Father. I pray for healing to come just now. Father, from full mobility to be brought back, Jesus. Father, strength to the knee in Jesus' name. Lord, health and wholeness over your son's body. Breakthrough in healings and miracles. Third thing, I think we need to see breakthroughs in provision. Just for where there is lack in our lives, whatever that area is, that God would come and he would bring breakthrough. Another thing, breakthrough, I think he wants to bring in relationships. Relationships that are broken. God wants to come and mend them. For families that don't talk to one another, whether it's church family or whether it's just your own family, God wants to come and bring a little bit of healing. And then something I know I certainly need to hear, breakthrough in our thought life. Those lies that we believe, it's time for them just to go out the window. It's time for them to, for us to no longer entertain those things. And for me, I know that's hard. I've dealt with stuff, but at times and again in my thought life, just this stuff comes back of, who are you? You're useless. You're pathetic. And actually, we just need a little bit of breakthrough there. He wants us to walk in greater levels of anointing that we've not experienced before, greater levels of breakthrough that we haven't experienced before. And the final thing is this, C. C is for new levels of courage. What does the Lord say to Joshua time and time again in that passage? It's quite a short passage, but he says at least three times, he says, Joshua, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. These are words that Joshua really needed to hear, because the reality is it's only going to take a courageous people to move. Courageous people are only going to be able to bring about that promise to fulfillment. You're only going to be bold if you have to be bold if you're going to see vision become a reality. And you're going to need courage just to make Jesus known. This is the area that I think the Lord wants to encourage us in today. Courage to make Jesus known. That actually this good news is far too good to keep to ourselves. And for me, I might seem a little bit confident up here, but see, when it comes to sharing Jesus with people, I just get really shaky. I just get full of fear. And I'm just like, you know, what are they going to think about me? What are they going to say? And actually, what I've realized is that the more and more I share Jesus with people, the more and more they're kind of ready for it. The more and more they're just desperate to hear it in their life. You know, the apostles realized how important courage was in their life. Ian just shared it during his prayer. Acts 4, 29-30 says, "Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through your holy servant, Jesus." Peter and John have just been arrested by the Sanhedrin because of preaching the good news. And what is their response? We just need more boldness, because this is far too good to keep to ourselves. Church, we just need to get a whole lot more courageous, a whole lot more bolder. Courage to share Jesus, but also courage just to share the dreams and desires that the Lord has placed on our heart, that we'd no longer be bound by fear, we'd no longer be held down. New levels of anointing, new levels of breakthrough, and new levels of courage. Do you want it, church? What is your response today in this? And actually, are you going to bring about changes in your life for that to happen? I know this is something that God's been speaking to me about for probably the past year and a half. And that's, I know I've just been thinking about my life, changes that I've got to do so that this stuff can happen, that I can enter, that as my church as well can enter into this new level of kingdom activity. And I want to share with you just one last thing that I think is so important for this area in terms of you stepping forward in this. And it's simply this, church, you got to keep the main thing the main thing. You got to keep the main thing the main thing. I'll be honest with you, over the past month, I've had just a really bad May. I've really not enjoyed it at all, to be honest, because I've just felt so down. I've just absolutely struggled with this month for a whole number of reasons, just because I've had so much to do, just preparation for Africa, working away, sorting stuff out for Clan, and doing this and doing that. And see, when I start to struggle, see, when I start to feel overwhelmed, I lose focus of the bigger picture. I lose focus of what it's all about, and life just gets a little bit more complicated. And I want to read to you just Acts 1:1-3. It says this, "In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles that he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave them many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God." There's a few different things that I see in this passage that I'd love to share with you today, but I don't really have time. But very simply, see, Theophilus, that means loved by God, lover of God. Do you need to remind yourself of that today, church? If you maybe complicated this whole Christian faith thing, do you realize today that you're just the loved of God? He absolutely adores you. Also, it says the apostles he had chosen. Do you realize today that you're the chosen of God? You did not choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that you may ask anything in my name with the Father, and he will give it to you. God chose you. And also the third thing that I think we see in that, just that very, very short passage, is this. When he was here for the 40 days, or whenever it was that he appeared to these men, he spoke about the kingdom of God. I think Jesus is like, I've only got kind of limited time here until the Holy Spirit comes. So what am I going to do? I'm not going to get distracted. I'm going to speak to these guys and these girls about the kingdom of God and tell them how to live it out and tell them what it's all about, because it's the thing they need to be investing their life in. It's the thing they need to be pouring everything into. So when I ask you today, what is your priority in your life? Maybe some of those things are good and some of those things are needed, but is the advancement of the kingdom of God a key priority for your life? Is it something that you're intentional about, or is it something you're not really focusing on? And just with this whole Christian faith, I just think God's calling us back to simplicities. Simplicities of what it's all about. Getting your identity from him, that actually you're just the loved of God. Getting your purpose from him, that we've to be all about the kingdom of God. I've realized for me, just as God has spoken that word over me the past kind of couple of months, there's just some reprioritizing that I've had to do in my life, you know, because otherwise, when I complicate things, I just get tired and I just start to struggle and I start to lose focus. And actually, we have to be all about the kingdom of God in our lives, whatever we're doing. Seeing sickness disappear from people's bodies, people being healed of years of torment, just the thinking works of the enemy being smashed to pieces. That is what we're supposed to be doing with our lives on a day-to-day basis, seeing the kingdom of God come, people bowing at the name of Jesus, seeing nations bow at the name of Jesus. Just a very simple message, I think, today, church. God is inviting you into a place where you can see greater levels of kingdom activity. Kingdom activity that you haven't before experienced. This is individually, but also corporately as a body. And for that to happen, or part of that happening, is you walking in greater levels of anointing, seeing God just pour out your spirit on me, just like you did at Pentecost. God, pour out your spirit upon me. And also that it wouldn't just be a once-off, but it would be a daily thing, or not just once daily, I mean constantly throughout the day, just constantly asking the Lord, fill me more, anoint me more, Jesus. And what we have as well is we have just greater levels of breakthrough. I think all of us just need greater levels of breakthrough in our life, and we just need to realize, especially in this area of healing, that God's paid the price and it's just time for it to be released. It's just time for it to be manifest. I know there's a whole load of questions there, but actually we just got to grasp that. Jesus has paid the price, so it's time for the breakthrough to come. And also, we just got to get a whole lot more courageous. ABC. And also part of that is about keeping the main thing the main thing. Don't take your eyes off the goal of advancing the kingdom of God. Don't take your eyes off the goal of, or just don't take the eyes off who you are in Christ, that you're just loved and you're chosen by him. So I'll leave you with a challenge. What are you going to do about this invitation? It's not for the person sitting to your left or to the right. It's about what are you going to do with this invitation? Let's just stand this morning. Yeah, Father, Lord, we just welcome you more in this place today, Father. Lord, we thank you for this invitation that you're giving your church to step into a greater level, Father, to step into a higher level in a way that they haven't experienced before, Father. For many of us, we've just dreamt before, Father. Lord, we pray that vision would become reality, Lord, that actually this church more and more would be a child of revival in this city, Father, would be a child of revival in this nation, Lord. And Lord, I pray for these three things, Lord. I pray for greater levels of anointing to fall in our life, Father, that we would walk and we'd be clothed in the power of God more and more, Jesus. Lord, would you make us so passionate about spending time in the secret place with you, Father? Lord, anoint us today just like you anointed your disciples, Father, at Pentecost. Would your spirit pour out in this place, Lord, so that we may be witnesses to you, witnesses for you, Jesus. Let it come today, Jesus. Lord, pour out your spirit upon us. Lord, we read about this stuff in Scripture, but Father, we want to see it happen today. And Lord, greater levels of breakthrough, let it come, Lord. And just in our lives today, whatever that area is, Lord, would you bring about breakthrough, whether it's a family situation, a job situation, whatever it is, Lord, would you bring breakthrough, real breakthrough, Father. And Lord, we just want to see, we want to take our hands off it and hand it over to you, Jesus. Because it's getting too hard to carry, Lord. Lord, would you come and bring breakthrough? Baal Perazim, the Lord of the breakthrough. And Lord, that you would give us such courage, Lord. Not foolishness, but courageousness, Lord. Let it come. That we would be so bold for you, Lord, stepping out to make you known. Stepping out to do the things that you've placed on our hearts. And Lord, for that word of keeping the main thing, Father, would you just show us where we maybe, if we have, Father, just strayed to the left or to the right. Lord, we want to refocus ourselves today. Realign ourselves today, Lord. Father, for where we've made this thing so much more complicated than it is. Lord, would you bring about your truth again? Lord, we thank you for this invitation. Lord, you're calling your body to respond. So more of you today, Lord. We don't just want talk, Father. We want power today. In Jesus' name. Just feel for Steve and Sandra. When I was praying for you before I came, just new season, new season, new season was what the Lord was saying. I don't know if she's here, but Diane, it was just breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. And more of you today, Lord. Lord, fill us with your spirit, Lord. We want to see your face, Jesus. Lord, we pray for the growth of this church, Father, to happen in White Inch, Lord, to happen through Harvest, Lord. Let it come. Father, for more people to come in who have never even heard of you before, Father, or have heard false things about you, they come and they find the truth. Lord, let it come. Start in White Inch, Father. Lord, let this church be an example to many in Glasgow and Scotland and the world of how to bring about a harvest, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the leadership team, Father. We pray more and more that you'd give them strategy of how to bring that about. The things to put in place, Father, to bring just this flavor of the kingdom here in White Inch, Lord. And Father, I pray for those closest to us, Father, our family members that are lost and our friends that are lost, Father. Would today be the day of salvation, Lord? Let it come. And Lord, we're sorry for not sharing the good news with them, Father. We're sorry for where we hold it back, Lord, due to fear. Lord, would you free us today from that? That all we can talk about is you and your goodness, Lord, you and your kindness and your kingdom. That people would come into a loving relationship with you, Father. Church, Lord, would you let your church be ready for harvest? Ready to disciple? Lord, Father, we thank you for the things that you're birthing in this place, Lord. And Lord, I pray that we would move from promise to fulfillment. Let it come, Lord. Because we're not satisfied with anything else, Father. We're not satisfied with just doing church anymore, Father. We want to see your kingdom break out and really impact life, Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in these days, Lord. Thank you that it's a great time to be alive, just like it was for the Israelites moving into the promised land. It's exciting days to be alive, and Father, show us our part in that.